Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Ramadan Mubarak to those of our listening audience who are fasting on the first day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Thank you for joining us this Sunday on our radio talk show, The Reality of the Creator, with our host speaker, Imam Shahid Jamal. And now, without any further words, our host, Imam Shahid Jamal.
The month of Ramadan is the blessed month. Why is it the blessed month? It is the month in which Almighty God, Allah, revealed his final revelations to his final prophet for all mankind. So I do want you all to know today, my listening audience, whether you're Christian, Jew, anybody, excuse me, other than a Muslim, this fast month is for you too, because the God that revealed the revelations, the final revelations, during this month, one of the nights in this month, revealed his final revelations again for all people. And his final prophet, Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, was the last prophet sent by Almighty God, Allah, the same God of all people, for all people. So we as Muslims during this month must work for the unity of all mankind. We must let the Christians know, the Jews know, the Buddhists, the Hindu. We must let all people of faith know that their God and our God is the same God, and that we're working not against them, but we're working with them to bring back the unity of Almighty God that he created us when he put his divine spirit in the human heart. He made us one human family, one spiritual human family. So we're trying to bring back the divine unity on earth. But the only way we can do this is by recognizing that our Creator, people, is the same as one, and that he is not creation, but he is the creator of all creation. And remember this too, my beloved people, before I go into talking about this month of purification, this beautiful month. Almighty God says, remember me, and I shall remember you. And he says, be grateful unto me, and deny not me. Almighty God says, oh, mankind, behold, I have created you all out of a single pair of a male and a female, Adam and Eve. And he said, I have made you into nations and tribes that you might come to know one another. He says, truly the most noblest or honorous of you in my presence is those of the one and those who are the most deeply conscious, aware of Almighty God, Allah. And what he means by that, people, is this, that even though we don't see our Creator, he wants us to know that he's omnipresent, that he's never absent at any time or place. He wants us to worship him and know that he's always present, and though we don't see him, he's there. He sees us, and he's conscious of all that we do at all times, though we don't see him. He sees us, people, and he knows our heart desires. He knows our thoughts. There's not a leaf that falls, but with his knowledge, he have knowledge of every leaf that falls from a tree. You know, he have knowledge of every grain of sand. So this is the Creator we serve. We serve a Creator that is so beautiful. And he revealed his final revelations in the Holy Quran during a time in the world, 1,420 some odd years ago. He raised up a man in a time like we're living in now, people. The world was so corrupt. It was so corrupt that one of the things that was happening in the part of the world, that Almighty God, Allah, raised up his last prophet, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is in Arabic, said, translated in English, prayers and peace be upon him. He raised up him in a time where there was so much hatred among the people all over the world that in Saudi Arabia, Mecca, the city in Saudi Arabia, he raised up a man, Prophet Muhammad, in a time where in his city there was burying little female infants, babies alive. The men were the Arabs, not the Muslims, the Arabs, the ungodly Arabs. And they were, you know, keeping the men, the male babies alive. They said that women, females, was a source of shame for them. And they didn't see no honor in the female. And they said the female was not equal to the male. You see how corrupt the world was. Almighty God created Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, and he said he created them equal. And he said all of their descendants, which is all of us, all mankind, he created us equal people. The male and the female is equal. There's no superiority, Almighty God, Allah says, over Arab or non-Arab, over black or white, a Jew or non-Jew, a female or male. Almighty God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says superiority is only in his righteousness and obedience to his divine moral laws. Those who obey the moral laws of Almighty God, Allah, he said they are the ones that is most superior to him. So superiority is not based upon any of these superficial things that people base superiority on in the world today, as it was not 1,400 years ago, as it has never been since Almighty God, Allah, created the world and the first man and the first woman. It is the evil one called the Satan that created division among men and women and had us, dividing ourselves along these superficial lines of gender, that is male and female and color, so-called black, so-called white, and red and all yellow and all of these colors. We are one human family. We're not colors. We're one human family. I think of us as a human race like the rainbow. All these beautiful colors, but one rainbow, you see? So we're like the rainbow. And Almighty God, Allah, want us to be like the rainbow. He want us to understand that though we're different, he created us to get to love and know one another and not hate and despise one another, you see? So now, with that said, we want to start off by saying, of the opening prayer for this holy month of Ramadan, that is the most important prayer in the book of Quran, the book of Allah, Kitab Allah, the book of Almighty God Allah, the Holy Quran for all people of the planet Earth. We will say it in Arabic, and we will translate it in English for those who don't understand the Arabic language of the Holy Quran. And that is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. That is, we said with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the creator, the cherisher, and sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. A beautiful prayer of seeking the guidance of our Creator, and after we seek his guidance, asking him to protect us from going astray. So many people have strayed away from the straight way of Almighty God, Allah, today in all religions, in Islam, in Christianity, in Judaism, and Buddhism, Hinduism, and all religions today. We see most people have forgot the Creator, and they are now in all religions. More people are self-righteous. They don't strive to make sure that they're right in accordance with the will of Almighty God Allah. Long as they believe that they are right, that's enough for them. but that's not enough for Almighty God. Our ways are not his ways, and our will is certainly not the will of Almighty God Allah. In fact, Almighty God Allah says that all the good that happens to us as human beings is from Allah, our Creator, Almighty God Allah. And he says all the bad that happens in our life is from our own selves. We must remember that, people, because if we want to straighten out our problems in the world, and we want to straighten out our problems as individuals, we must seek the help of Almighty God Allah. We cannot do it alone, people. We cannot do it alone. With that said, we want that the holy month of Ramadan is a month of purification. It is a month in which Almighty God gives us 30 days to fast from sun, before sunrise to sunset for 30 days. We don't eat anything during these 30 days during the daylight hours. We don't drink anything during these 30 days during the daylight, you see. And we don't have a relationship with our spouses, our husbands or wives during the daylight hours. Daylight hours for 30 days is for our Creator, for the remembrance of his mercy, remembrance of his peace, and the thanks and praise to him for all of his grace in our lives, people, that we cannot even begin to try to count. If we wanted to try to count, add up with numbers, you could not number the favors and the mercy and the forgiveness of Almighty God that he comes to us erring human beings who make errors all the time, beginning with myself. So you see, this is a month which we must understand that it's not just a fast for abstaining from food or drink, but most importantly, Almighty God, Allah, has given us this month to learn self-restraint so that we can restrain from all of those bad appetites in our mind, all of those bad desires in our hearts, all of those bad things that we do in our conduct. Almighty God, Allah, said he have revealed fasting as an obligation to all Muslims to teach us self-restraint, that we may learn self-restraint, self-control. So the whole month is about learning self-control. Because if one cannot control themselves, look at the world we're living in. People, most people are out of control. And as a result, we see much destruction. We see much hatred among people. We see much poverty among the rich and the poor. And why I say poverty, because Almighty God, Allah say, he say material wealth is a poverty. And Almighty God, Allah say, spiritual wealth is real worth. Because Almighty God say in different ways, one of the ways he say, to let us know what true wealth is, he say, it is not our material wealth, nor our following in people, you see, getting people to follow you, that will bring you closer to him in degrees or stages. But Almighty God, Allah said, is our faith and good deeds that will bring us closer to him. And what is the purpose of life? The purpose of life is to worship Almighty God, Allah, to serve Almighty God, Allah, and to use our time here to worship and serve him to prepare by good works, ascension, that is to ascend by spiritual life back to the heavens above, back to the heaven, eternal heaven of Almighty God Allah. There's another saying, you know, by the Christians. I like it. I love it, matter of fact. And it goes like this. What have a man gained to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? So to gain the whole wide world, people, of materialism, material things, and to lose your immortal soul, people, you have gained nothing, because the world and everything in it is nothing. but our immortal soul is eternal. This is something I want us to be aware of during this holy month. That this month, Almighty God Allah revealed his final revelations to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. He revealed his revelation during the night. Now, this has great significance. What do night mean? Night though means night when the sun set and the darkness comes in. Night in the sense of him revealing, revealing his revelations to Prophet Muhammad in the night represents a world that was in spiritual darkness. They were in the night. Even in the daylight, the sunlight, they were still in the night. In the night or in the darkness, night represents darkness. They were in the darkness, the people of the world, 1,400 years ago, of the knowledge of their creator, Allah. And so therefore they didn't have in the knowledge of who they were as a real human being. So they had taken on the nature of the jinn, most people in the world. The jinn people in Arabic mean, in Arabic, in the Quran, the Holy Quran means people, evil spirit. Evil spirits want to destroy the human being's soul. This month right here gives the human being an opportunity to reclaim our human soul. Almighty God, Allah says he created the human being. And he go on in the Holy Quran and say how he created us out of the dust of the earth. And then he rained down from the heavens his pure rain water. And then he mixed that water with the dust and made it into clay. And he said he formed a human being and this body, and he duly proportioned the body. Everything was put in order. The ears where they supposed to go, the eyes where they supposed to go, the head on top, the feet at the bottom. Everything he created about the human body is scientifically in an order that works systematically, you see. And it is said by all the scientists of the world to be the most magnificent creation of Almighty God, Allah. Not the sun, not the moon, not the stars, but the human being body, the human makeup body. But Almighty God, Allah, say after he created the human body, he said he yet created another creature out of our body when he put his divine, eternal spirit into the human heart. He said, this people gave us spiritual life. Spiritual life, people, is human life. So this holy month of Ramadan is a month in which we can regain our spiritual life by learning to control our carnal appetites. You know, our carnal appetites is what keep us in sin. You know, most people want to blame other people for their wrongdoing. They want to blame the devil, they say the devil. They want to put the blame on everything and everybody. But looking in the mirror and realizing the blame for all of your wrong is yourself. This month gives us an opportunity to do self-examination. And it also gives us an opportunity to do something for Almighty God, Allah, that he say, Allah, that we're only doing for him. He said he created us to serve and worship him, and he said he gets no benefit out of nothing we do. In fact, Almighty God, Allah say he is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. So he don't need our worship. Allah, our creator, don't need our service. He created us to worship and serve him so we could share in his goodness, share in his love and mercy. So he don't get any benefit from anything we do. But he do specify that this month of Ramadan, and even after this month of Ramadan, he said, anytime we fast for his pleasure, but especially during this holy month of Ramadan, he said, fasting is for him. He said, when we abstain from food in the daylight hours, we abstain from drinking anything in the daylight hours, we abstain from sex in the daylight hours with our husband or wife, because if you're not married, you're not supposed to be having sex in the day or the night, if you're truly a believer in Almighty God, Allah. So you see, this is a month of Almighty God, Allah, blessing us to learn how to take our human life back, our spiritual life back from our carnal life. You see, our carnal life likes our vanities. For instance, our carnal life likes fornication. Our carnal life likes adultery. Our carnal life likes to lie. Our carnal life likes to influence us to, for another man, a male, to have sex and marry another man, and another female, a woman, to have sex and marry another woman. Our carnal life tells us, a grown adult, to have sex with a little child. These are all ungodly things that our carnal life, without the guidance of Almighty God, Allah, in our life, and the control that Almighty God would give us to gain mastery over our carnal appetite, these are the things that the world will call, that the evils of this world and ourselves will cause us to do, and got most of the people doing right now. That's destroying the human race. This month is a saving for the whole human race from the destruction of our own carnal appetite. That's destroying us. You see? So it's truly the month of purification, to purify yourself. Because Almighty God, Allah, said he created us in a state of purity. And Almighty God, Allah, says that the only people that will prosper on the day of Yama Kiyama, resurrection, and judgment are those who bring to him a sound heart, a pure heart. Sound meaning pure. Pure. You see, and every baby that's born in the world is born pure. Every baby that's born in the world is born only knowing the goodness of Almighty God Allah. They know no evil. No baby is born in sin. They haven't been able to prove that lie, that we were born in sin, because, you know, in the Christian faith, they say man and woman was born in sin. Well, that's a lie. Man and woman was born in purity, the goodness and the purity of Almighty God Allah. And it is by miseducation that we come into sin. It is by ignorance that we come into sin. You see, but we're born into the knowledge clocked in our nature of the goodness of Almighty God. And we're also born with the nature to be able, by Allah, to distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. That is the nature we're born with, Almighty God, Allah say. And during this holy month, for all of you people in the world that don't have a Holy Quran, get your Holy Quran and read your Holy Quran. But understand, before you read the Quran, purify yourself. Cleanse yourself, not only on the outside, washing your body from your head to your toe, but clean most of all your hearts from desiring the evils and the vanities of this evil, vain world, you see. And start desiring, you know, the goodness of God. Start desiring the love of God for yourself and the love of Almighty God for your fellow human beings. Start desiring that during this month. This month will be a blessing for the whole world if you just join in with us. Please, world, join in with us during this holy month of Ramadan. And understand that it's not just for Muslims, it's for the whole world. We're one human family under one divine creator, you see? And the creation about us is one creation. It all works in unity. And in working in unity, it manifests the unity of Almighty God, the creator of unity. And this is how we're supposed to work, people. Though we're different, Muslim, Christian, Jews, we're supposed to work as one. Why? Because our God is one. And if we worship our God as one, how can we be divided? There's no way. If we're divided, it's because we are not connected with the divine unity of Almighty God Allah. And Almighty God Allah said the true cure or solution to evil is this unity. Can't you see it, people? Because if we are united, working together, serving our Creator, worshiping our Creator, Allah, then there's no way we can be influenced by evil. Evil can't stand or stand in the presence of the goodness of God. We used to have sayings such as when people are mean and evil to you. It was a saying when I was a little boy, and it's still a good saying, and it's true, that you cure evil that other people come at you with the kindness and the love of God. And also, on the other hand, it is said by Almighty God Allah himself that the only way we can draw people to Almighty God Allah is through love, his love and kindness. You can't cure evil with evil. You can't right the wrongs of the world with more wrong. Almighty God Allah says in this line of revelation, repel or fight off or ward off evil with what is better. And what is better than evil is goodness. What is better than evil is love. What is better than evil is kindness. What is better than evil is compassion. What is better than evil is understanding. What is better than evil is the true knowledge of your Creator and the true knowledge of yourself. Because ignorance is the main weapon of the devil or the evil one that wants to destroy the human race, if you don't want to call him a devil. Whatever you want to call him, Lucifer, Satan, he's the evil spirit, the chief evil spirit that influences all other evil spirits and leads them in the war against the human soul to destroy the human soul. And this man, Almighty God, Allah, said he put the devil, the evil one, in prison. So he can't even disturb you and you striving to get your spiritual life back from the evil influences of this evil world and your evil carnal self, desires. So people, take advantage of this man. Know that this man is a cleansing of our soul, a cleansing of our hearts, a cleansing and purification of our minds. Almighty God said he created us people in a state of purity. Well, we knew no evil. We have to, he said, the only way we can return back to him and be blessed to come back home to his eternal heaven, and he said we have to be in the same state in which he created us. So he says to us, in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, God not people except in a state of Islam. What is Islam? Islam means submission, total submission to the will of God, Allah, our Creator. And when one submits totally to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the purification process begins. He begins to purify us, cleanse us of all of the false desires, carnal desires, all of the vain desires we have for the vanities of ourselves, false self, and the vanities of this false, unreal material world and the unreal material things, you see. Almighty God, Allah, said he created people, the material world, only as a test, to test those, all people of faith, to see who would believe in the material world, the things they see, or who would believe in the unseen, the eternal Creator that they cannot see. And he often speaks in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, and he said, this is the book, the Quran. He said, my book. He said, in my book, the Quran, there is guidance for all people, not just Muslims, all people, that believe in the unseen, not the seen, the unseen, and who fear their Creator, fear Allah, and not ordinary fear, not a fear that would make you avoid something because you fear that thing, but this fear is a love for Almighty God, Allah, of the love that we would have for our Creator, knowing that he's our Rabbil Alameen, that not only is he our Creator, but he's our cherisher and sustainer, just like a mother cherishes and sustains her baby until that baby can do for itself. But only the difference in the case with Almighty God, Allah, our Creator, he's not only our cherisher and sustainer until he raises us up from a baby to an adult. He's our cherisher and sustainer from the time he created us until the time we die. We need his love. We need his mercy and his grace to sustain us, to protect us from the evils of ourselves and the evils of this evil, ungodly, unreal material world, which is only an illusion, is not real. And the things that we gain in the material world, Almighty God, Allah say they have no value. None whatsoever. Almighty God, Allah say, neither do our flesh body say it have no value. It's false. He said our real life is inside our body, people. And he said that is our soul. So during this month, I want us to focus, if you will, with me, on us praying to our Creator and asking our Creator, Allah, to bless us to come back to our real human life, because the world is in bad shape today. It's so much hatred. It's so much hatred. It makes you just want to cry. But crying alone ain't going to change anything. Almighty God, Allah said we have to strive towards him, towards all that's good. He said, strive as though we're in a race towards all that's good. And he's all good. So he means strive all as though we're in a race towards him. And then we'll be striving towards all that's good. And he said, wherever we are on the planet, around the world, he will bring us together in his divine love and unity. The family that prays together, the human family, stays together. United we stand, in truth and justice, and divided we fall. So just with this said this morning, at this particular time, I do want to give our listening audience and my co-host, my beautiful, lovely soulmate, spiritual wife, an opportunity to comment on some of the things that we have been blessed to share with you thus far on the program this morning about our holy month of Ramadan, which is the month of fasting and purification of our souls and our hearts and minds through self-restraint. For the pledge of Almighty God Allah. Thank you very much for your time. At this time, I would like to bring on the co-host to bring on any guests we might have that have questions about Ramadan. I have other questions concerning, you know, faith and religion and life. Thank you.
And thank you, Imam Shahid Tabas. First, I would like to remind our listening audience that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Tabas, The Reality of Life. Today, our discussion is on the blessed month of Ramadan. We pray that you will listen carefully and take back with you this beautiful message in your heart and understand the reason why it is necessary for us to fast, because of the conditions that the world is in and because man has been so disunited. And man has been so selfish and selfless that he does not care about anyone or anything. And there are so many people out there who just would be blessed, would be happy to even have a piece of bread to eat today. This is what man has done to himself. This is what man has done to his human family. And so Allah has blessed us with this beautiful month of Ramadan so that we can come back to the reality of ourselves, ponder and pray for those who are less fortunate than we are, and to be grateful for the blessing that he's bestowed upon us, and to reach out, to want to reach out and help, to want to reach out and pray and help and serve, be a servant for him, so that everyone might be able to have a decent life to live, where they will at least have a good plate of food each day when they awake on the table for them to eat, and not have to awaken anyone wondering, where will my next meal come, or where will I live, where will I even sleep? The world is in terrible shape because of man's inhumanity towards man. And we want to be mindful of the fact that Ramadan calls us back to patience, calls us back communicating with our Creator, seeking his help, seeking his guidance, giving him the praises, and knowing that he is our only help. He is the one God, the one who can reach us all, can help us all, and is there for us at all times. And he sees and he knows all that we do. So we come back to him in these troubling days, these troubling times, seeking his help and guidance through the study of the Quran, which is his word, his message that he's bringing to us. He's talking to us in the Quran. He's letting us know. He's put his guidance here, clear guidance he's given us as a mercy and a healing. He has given clear guidance, and he also gives it to us as a warning. A warning. A criterion between right and wrong. So he gives us a choice. Read my words. Study them. When you study my words, you listen to me. You hear me. You get instructions from me. Everything that I have chosen for you to do, the way I want you to live your life on earth, is in my book, the Quran. I want you to go there. You go there, you have less questions to ask. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to doubt. When you wonder now, there is no faith. You don't believe. You don't believe. But the Quran is a book that's for sure, without doubt. And for the righteous ones, the ones who take the time out to truly read and study, I don't mean read words without understanding, without asking questions, just to be out there being a show and saying I read the Quran. No. Read with understanding. Read with sincerity so that you can get the message of Allah given to you in the Quran. And then go out and do your duty towards humanity and reach out to others and turn them back towards the right path also. And fast. Fast and pray. Why do we fast and pray? We fast again. Because we need to understand that with the blessings that we have, there are so many, millions of people in this world who are not blessed, again, as I said, to awaken to a meal each morning, to know what a meal is. They don't even know what they're going to have a meal all day long, even at the end of the day. They don't have it at the beginning and don't know what they're going to do, not have a meal to eat, or even a piece of bread to share with someone else. And we here, We have so much to eat that we become selfish. We take, and all we do is make ourselves miserable and unhealthy and sick from overeating, and not thinking about the others as we do. Just grabbing the food because it's there and eating because we know we had to eat without thinking about others, without taking any to someone who we think around us, near us, in our own city, in our own town, in our own neighborhood, who might not have anything to eat. So this month gives us this time to share and to pray to Allah for his mercy, to help make us strong, to help make us his true servants, that we can reach out and turn others towards him and guide them and help them in their needs. And now, if there is anyone in our listening audience, I don't see you. You're not showing up today. But if there is anyone who would like to make a comment or ask a question, I now give you this chance to do so. If there is anyone, press the number one button. Press the number one on your phone, and we will see you. You will show up on our board, and we'll be glad to have you come in and make a comment or ask a question. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, I don't see where there is anyone today who would like to ask a question or make a comment. I'm sure we have several who are listening in our listening audience, and we thank you for listening. So you may continue with the beautiful message that you are giving to the world today on the blessed month of Ramadan.
Thank you very much. In continuation of the talk on the holy, blessed month of Ramadan, I would just like to first of all say to all of you who believe in the Islamic way of life, and I want all the world to know, people of the world to know that Al-Islam is not a religion, that Al-Islam is a way of life, a way of living, holy and righteous. And every prophet and every messenger of Almighty God Allah, they came with one message. Worship God, the one God only, and serve the one God. That was the core of their message, the foundation of their message, and serve mankind in the goodness and the love of Almighty God. And we are taught, people also, and this is not only for Muslims, but Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindu, whatever be your religion, belief, or spiritual belief, that you're not true in your faith in the Creator, Allah, until you want the good. So I'm going to specify this, the good for your brother among mankind that you want for yourself. You got so many people, as my wife say, they can be eating food. They can be enjoying the goodness of God. And they can have more than what they need, but they don't want to share with their suffering brothers and sisters they see all around them. And they say, I'm a Muslim. They say, I'm a Christian. They say, I'm a Jew. How can that be? When Almighty God say, if you don't want for them what you want for yourself, you don't believe in me. There's another saying from Almighty God Allah that goes like this. This is Allah, the Creator, Almighty God, speaking to all people. And he says, addresses us all, beginning with myself. He say, how can you all love me as people of the planet, my planet? You haven't seen me. And you say you believe in me. You say you love me, you praise me, you say hallelujah, alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. But you walk right past your brother and your sister in need, and you won't even help them, and you see them every day. This can't be, people. Almighty God, Allah, say humanity is everybody's business, meaning that we're all one human family, and when we see any human being in need, we're seeing ourselves in need because that's our brother and that's our sister. We can't disconnect ourselves from other people even if we wanted to. By our very nature and creation, we are all connected by Almighty God, Allah, when he put his divine spirit in us and made us one. And we are one whether we want to be or not as a human race. Even with our physical origin or beginning, it's one because our mother and father, all human beings, is one, Adam and Eve. One set of parents created all, Almighty God used to create all people, you see. And this is some, the main point I want to get across to the Muslims is that during this holy month, the prophet Muhammad, who is not just the prophet for Muslims, but the prophet for all mankind, prophet Muhammad said to his followers 1,400 and some odd years ago, he said that the best food that he ever ate, listen at this carefully, if you will, my beloved Muslim brothers and sisters in particular, and people in general. He said the best food he ever ate was the food where he was had his hand in the food with other people, meaning eating, sharing the food with other people. He said that's the best food he ever enjoyed was when he was sharing that food with other people. Now, we say we follow this beautiful man, the man that Almighty God Allah raised up 1,400 years ago and revealed his final revelations during this holy month during a night called the Night of Qadr, or Power. Why is it called the Night of Power? Because Almighty God, first of all, Allah is all-powerful. And when the human beings forget Allah, we don't have no power. And the only power that we have as human beings is the power from our Creator that he give us, and he give us power only to do good. And when we misuse his power, he takes us, he withdraws his power from us, and we have no protection against evil. And that's why evil is destroying the world of people today. Most people, Almighty God, Allah say, they destroy themselves and each other, in that he say most people look upon themselves as self-sufficient. Meaning that most people look upon themselves as though they're independent of Allah, of their Creator, that I can do what I want to do. This is my life. I don't have to believe in a God. I'm the God. I'm the one that controls my life. I'm the one that runs my life. Well, they're doing a damn bad job of it. Because Almighty God, Allah, said all this bad that happens in our life comes from us having that type of attitude. I want to run my life. I want to do what I want to do. I'm in control. Well, if we are in control, don't die. Everybody, you know, going to die. But if you're in control, Almighty God said, if you're in control, Allah Almighty says in the final revelations in the Quran, he says, when you see the soul of your dying child, a relative, a loved one, exiting the body, leaving that soul, leaving the body, huh? He said, call that soul back in the body if you're independent, if you think you're God. You control life and death. Call the soul back. Don't let your loved one die. Keep them here on this planet Earth forever if you're God. Almighty God say, if you're God, then plant your seeds in the ground and you make them grow. I ain't never seen a farmer plant seeds in the ground and he made them grow. He planted his seeds in the ground and even unconsciously he had faith that the Creator was going to bless them seeds to grow and turn into food for him and his family to eat and for him to sell to earn a living so that other human beings could eat also. It is Almighty God, Allah, that do this, bring the rain down from the heaven and grow that food under the earth. We cannot even see it. It's just like a baby in the mother's womb. We don't see that baby growing. But that baby is growing inside of the mother's womb. And not only is that baby growing and the food growing under the ground and we can't see it, it's growing in darkness. That is a sign that people, life comes out of darkness. Darkness in the sense that I'm talking about is ignorance. So life comes out of ignorance. We are born not knowing our Creator. But as he blesses us to grow and to learn, then we come into enlightenment, knowledge, and understanding of our Creator. So it's not, I want all of you people who are being made to feel bad that you are ignorant and you don't know to know. It's not a sin not to know, and it's not a sin to be ignorant. But it is a sin to stay ignorant, and it is a sin to never know the knowledge of who your Creator is and who you are, because the Creator has made us and created us with an inquisitive nature. That is a nature to seek knowledge, want to understand this vast creation of his, to want to understand first who we are beyond our flesh body, who we see when we look at it in the mirror. You know, people, there's a life for the human being that's called animal life, and there's a life called spiritual life. We as people have to choose which one we want to live. If we live the animal part of us, the animal part of us will lead us into carnal, low desires that will cause us to destroy ourselves with sin and corruption. And if we follow the spiritual side of our life, which is inside of us, it ain't outside, in our soul, in our heart, our spiritual life will lead us to the goodness of Almighty Allah. It will lead us to the love of our brothers and sisters among mankind. It will lead us to justice, one for our brother, what we want for ourselves. That's what justice is. Justice, you can't have justice without equality. Justice means equality. Equality means equal treatment under the law of Almighty God, Allah. We don't get equal treatment under the law of the United States of America. All of the governments in the world, they don't treat their people equal under the law. You have the haves and the have-nots. You have the rich and the poor in every government, every organized, so-called organized government in the world. Is that the law of Almighty God, Allah? No. If the law of Almighty God, Allah, was being enforced to the United States government, as in the governments of the world, when the United Nations meet in this country, you would see a completely new world. But no, the governments of the world are oppressive. They want the rich to have all of the resources and wealth, and they want the poor people to just suffer. What kind of mentality is that? I'll tell you what that type of mentality is, people. It's a diabolical mentality. It's a satanic mentality. It's an evil mentality. But this is the world we're living in today. And most of the religious leaders in the world today, in Islam, in Christianity, in Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, and all other isms and schisms, divisions, they are misleading the people. They are misleaders. They are not guiding the people to the truth, to the world wouldn't be any safest in the day. So, people, this month of Ramadan will give us an opportunity, as my beloved wife said, to help us to not only want, you know, a good life here for ourselves, but to want a good life for our brothers and sisters who are less fortunate than we are ourselves. Almighty God, Allah, so he has blessed everybody with some good to share with other people. And Almighty God, Allah, revealed through his last prophet, Muhammad, to teach us, Muslims and mankind, that a kind word is a good deed. That you don't always have to have money to help nobody or material things. The greatest thing the world of people in the world need today is not material things or money anyway. That's why God has almost dissipated, he has dissipated the dollar. The American dollar has no more value at all, none. You can't get nothing with the dollar no more. The dollar don't have no value. Almighty God is saying something to us through this. He's saying in materialism there is no value. But in my love, there is value. He's bringing, taking away the material things from most of the people so that they may understand that, listen, you done had the material things. You were selfish with the material things. So I'm going to take them from you and let you understand that you're going to have to depend on me to get them back. And I'm not going to give them back to you until you learn to love one another and share with one another the material things. And all the good things I've given you in life, I'm going to take them from you unless you learn to come back to my worship, all of your worship in me, and loving one another as I created you to love one another, not hate each other, not share with each other, not care for each other, but I created you to love and care for each other. And you can't love without caring. How in the world are you going to love Almighty God Allah without caring for your brothers and sisters? No way. So love is sharing, and love is caring. You can't love without sharing and caring. I emphasize this because you don't see hardly no love and care in the world today, and mainly among religious people. People that are saying they're Muslim, Christian, Jew, we're supposed to be the people that's supposed to be out in front showing love, showing people the way to God. It's through love and kindness for other people. You see, and during this holy month, we're supposed to feed the less fortunate people. Like my wife said, too, who don't have food, who don't have shelter, clothing, we're supposed to feed and clothe these people during this month. Because during the daylight hours, we're not eating. And Almighty God says it's our obligation to go with whatever amount of money he blesses us with as Muslims. And take that money and go buy food and feed the people that are homeless, the destitute people that are out on the street, that have no food. Go to the shelter, feed the people, clothe the people. If we got clothes that we don't need, you got Muslims, got so many clothes in their house, and you just look, and a lot of them won't even wear all them clothes in a lifetime. You got Muslims and you got Christians and Jews. You got refrigerators and freezers full of food. They don't need all that food. They can't eat all that food and won't share with other people. This is not faith in God. This is not belief in God. This is belief in yourself itself. But Almighty God say you're not a true believer until you want for others what you want for yourself. You see? And Almighty God, Allah, people, wants us to know that the only way that we can serve him, the only way we can worship him is by gaining complete control over our carnal appetites. And Almighty God Allah says the only reason people in the world appetites, immoral appetites are unchecked is because they are ignorant of the knowledge of him. And in the Bible, there's a passage that say, this is God speaking, not Jesus. This is Almighty God, Allah speaking, even in the Bible. And he say, what? He say, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge, my knowledge, the knowledge of knowing me and knowing who I created them to be. And who did he create us to be? Christians, Jews, Muslims, and other people. He created us to be good. He created us to be righteous. He created us to be loving and caring and for one another. This is the world that Almighty God, Allah, created. Now, this world of hell, this world of injustice, this world of animosity, Almighty God, Allah didn't create this world that we live in of hell that we've created for ourselves. We've created this world of hell because we've turned away from Almighty God, Allah. This Mother Ramadan gives us an opportunity, the whole world, to return back to the world that Almighty God, Allah, created for us, a world of justice, a world of righteousness, a world of love for one another. Why? Because it teaches us about our Creator. In the Holy Quran, Almighty God, Allah, say, this is the book. In my book, there is guidance for people without doubt who believe in none the seen and who fear me, you see. And why is that so important? The fear of Almighty God, Allah, is the fear that would cause an individual to fear doing anything other than what Almighty God created them to do. Almighty God, Allah, say he has forbidden for us as human beings all shameful and ungodly deeds. Yes, Almighty God said he only accepts our good. He said he don't accept our sin, our wrongdoing. And he said anybody in any religion or faith, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, that confuses their faith and Almighty God Allah with their wrongdoing, he said they have no protection or no security, which is the same as protection from him. So know that Almighty God will not bless us in the wrong. But when we come back to the right, Almighty God Allah's righteousness, then he will protect us from the evil of ourselves, false self, and the evils of this evil, ungodly world. Another thing I want us to know during this holy, blessed month, that Almighty God Allah say the love of this material world is the root of all evil. He didn't say money was the root of all evil. I've often been blessed to share with people, you got people out here got money, lots of it, and they're using it for good. So if money was the root of all evil, why do you have good people using money for good? It's not the money that's the root of all evil or material things that's the root of all evil. It's the attitude of people in forgetting the purpose of life, which they were created, that causes them to worship the material things and not worship their creator, the creator of the material things, that makes the mentality and the heart and the people evil and selfish and greedy and corrupt, where they don't give a damn or care about nobody but themselves. And that is the root of all evil, to forget Almighty God, Allah, your creator, and the purpose of life that he created you, and that is to worship him and serve him and serve your brothers and sisters among mankind, humanity, you see. So, you know, people, we pray that you listen seriously and attentively, because our days on this planet Earth is running out fast. We all soon have to leave here, people. And the question you need to ask yourself every day, am I prepared? Am I prepared? Some of you may be wondering, what is he talking about, am I prepared? Well, people, if you don't believe that you're going to be resurrected from the dead after you die, you're wrong. You're wrong, people. Every human being that's created going to die, and every human being that's created going to be resurrected from their dead graves for the day called the Day of Judgment. And on that day, every human being will have to give an account, an accountability. They will have to answer before Almighty God, Allah's judgment, throne of judgment, for what they did in this world, the little time they were here. And the day of judgment, people, is the most important idea, not just idea, excuse me, the day of judgment is the most important fundamental part of faith. It's the foundation of faith for all people. Why? Because if people don't believe in the judgment day, that they're going to one day be accountable to Almighty God, Allah, for what they do here in the material world, they'll just do anything and they won't be concerned about answering for it. It's just like people respecting man's law. People generally do crime, and I have committed crimes, and you generally do crime and you don't think you're going to get caught. You don't want to get caught when you're committing a crime. You see, the object of criminals is not getting caught. Well, we as human beings, when we go against the will of Almighty God on this earth and commit crimes, huh? Do we think that we're not going to get caught? Our getting caught and going to court ain't going to man's court. It's going to the court of Almighty God, Allah, on the day of judgment and answering for what we do here on this earth. And listen at this, people, as an analogy. When we commit a crime on this planet, we have to go and face man's law, you see? And man will determine how much time we get in the penitentiary or prisons, right? And you got some people that get lifetime in prison, and they'll stay in prison until they die, right? Well, it's similar to Almighty God, Allah. The crimes we commit here on earth, if we continue to commit these crimes until we die, Almighty God, Allah, say at the day of judgment, our record will be filled with nothing but crimes, unlawful deeds, ungodly deeds. And he say we will go to the eternal hell fire that he have created for all of the wrongdoers in this material world, all the people who want to live a life of doing what they want to do. And what we want to do, it equals to all wrong. And we see that most people are living that way, following their own desires, ungodly desires. But the proving that Almighty God says he will put you in hell in the hereafter, he said that hell, ain't the prison here on earth that man puts you in, ain't nothing compared to that prison. Because man can only put you in prison for a period of time, even if he puts you in until you die. At the point that you die, you ain't in prison no more with man. But the prison Almighty God Allah got for you in hell in the hereafter, you'll be in that prison forever, people, if you go there. Not only will you be in that prison forever, but you will suffer all kinds of horrible torment. And guess what, people? He's a just creator, because he said the horrors that you will suffer in hell will be only the justice of the crimes you committed here on earth. Almighty God even says it like this for you people again to show how just and merciful our Creator is. Almighty God Allah say we as people, when we commit any wrong or evil, he only punish us, to the extent of the wrong we do. He don't add on to it. And for instance, if we do a wrong or bad deed, he only punish you equal to the bad deed you've done. You know, he don't go beyond and say, I'm going to add extra on because you did evil, you did wrong. But check this out. He loves us so much, he said when we do one good deed, he'll bless us for 10 good deeds, or even 700 good deeds, or even many more good deeds that we can't even count. So why wouldn't we want to serve our Creator who loves us that much in spite of us not even loving ourselves and loving each other? Nobody wouldn't want to serve a Creator like that but a goddamn fool. And you know what goddamn means for all of you saying, oh, he curses, he's saying a bad word. That ain't no bad word. That's just the language, a figure of speech of this old corrupt English language. God, we know who God is, the wise people. Damn means condemn. So anybody who rejects their Creator, they condemn their own selves. and they are condemned but God, that means that God condemns them. So Almighty God, Allah, say people during this holy month too, that those who forget him, they forget their own souls. And when we as people forget our soul, then we become totally aware of only the part of our body that is a jinn, that's evil. That's our false, carnal, ungodly, unpurified, evil, carnal desires. And then we become partners of the devil working against other human beings to destroy them and lead their souls to hell. Misery loves company. So at this time again, with that said, we will give our lovely co-host an opportunity to speak or to allow anybody in the listening audience to come on during this holy month of Ramadan and share their thoughts with us or ask us questions about this month, and that we may be able to give them answers about this blessed holy month of Ramadan for the Muslims and really for the whole world. So at this time, I thank you for your listening, and I would like to bring on my co-host, my beautiful wife, at this time.
Thank you again, our listening audience. If there is any of you out there who would like to ask a question or comment, teachings for the month of Ramadan that Imam Shabazz is giving to you, could you just push the number 1 on your phone? You will light up, and we will be able to have you come on and make your comment or ask a question. We'd love to have you join us. This is such lovely teaching, profound teaching, and I'm quite sure we don't get teachings like this anywhere. Every day, we probably don't get teachings like this at all, many of us. So let's come on in. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Join us today on our talk show and be a part of the discussion. Let us know how you feel. Let us know what you're thinking. And I just love it when you were saying that any of us who don't believe in our Creator, they, something has to be wrong with them. But there are many who don't believe because they don't believe in the unseen. If they can't see it, oh, show it to me. I got to see it first. And they don't believe in themselves. You are not that material body. Your soul is yourself. Can you see your soul? Then you say, you know, I don't even believe in me. I don't believe I exist. You, that body, that is you, that soul is enclosed in, it's going to leave this earth one day and return back to the earth from which it came. But that soul, Creator. And one day you'll be back in that body again, which is called the Day of Judgment, so that you can judge on this earth your time you spent and what you did with that time. So I was reading Quran. And I came to what we call, you all call chapter, we call Surah 2. It's an ayah which reads, when my servants ask thee concerning me, I am indeed close to them. I listen to the prayer of every suppliant when he calleth on me. Let them also with the will listen to my call and believe in me. They may walk in the right way. That is so beautiful. I mean, yes, sir. That is so beautiful.
Yes, it
is. The problem. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because most don't believe, even the so-called Muslims, Christians, your actions tell whether you believe or not. What you do, how you treat one another, your caring, your concern for each other. The unity, we don't have any unity. We don't even have families caring. So therefore, how can you believe, like my husband said earlier, Ma'am Shahid Kabbalah, how can you believe in someone or something that your Creator, who is unseen, when you don't even want to share with your, be seen, You don't even care about them. How can you say you love him? You care for him. You don't care about your neighbor. You don't even care many of you about your children, about each other in the family. You neglect each other. You go about yourself as though you're existing all alone. All alone in your little box somewhere in your little area of the world, doing what you want to do the way you want to do it. And there's nobody that you have to answer to but going to the hellfire and suffering so much trouble today. Because self refuses to believe in the Creator, the unseen, and to listen to his call and to seek his guidance and live the best of life and not the worst of life. Thank you, Imam Shabazz. I want to also remind our listening guests that this is the radio broadcast show, The Reality of Life, by Imam Shahid Shabazz. And it costs money to bring this show on. We are so grateful to have you in the audience and those of you who are supporting us. And if there's anything that you would like to donate to help us to continue with this show each Sunday, you may donate it by calling 3649787 34 Imam Shahid Shabazz, or calling me at 301-672-8831. And we will be glad to accept your donation. And now I give the phone back to Imam Shahid Shabazz so he might continue with this most wonderful, humble, profound discussion today for you on Ramadan.
Yes, Imam, thank you very much. Yes, ma'am, I heard you. Thank you very much, my beautiful wife. And I would like to say to the listening audience also, Almighty God, Allah, says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he says, call all people to that which will give us life. You see? So the call of Almighty God, Allah, is the call to life. So Almighty God, Allah, say, who will answer his call? Almighty God, Allah also says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, during this holy month, sacred of all months, he said, he called for us that, to that which will give us life. And he says, you know, in other words, the call to him will lead us to life eternal, life eternal. But like my wife said, he said, let us, with a will, listen to his call, follow his call, that we may walk in the right way. So, with that said, we cannot walk. He didn't say talk in the right way. He said walk in the right way. See, to serve Almighty God, Allah, we hear some people say it's a way of walking. Walking really means a way of conduct, conducting your life. It's an action. It's your actions. Almighty God, Allah, said he created the human being, and he created us righteous. And he said also in his final revelations that he created us, and he said he gave us his guidance in the Quran as a healing for the diseases in our hearts. And he also says, people, that the primal conditions we've been created for ourselves by following self-will, he said he would never change our conditions, bad conditions as individuals and as a world of humanity, of human beings, until we first change our hearts from that of desiring self-will and desire his will. In other words, we have to ask our Creator, Allah, Allah, let your will be done in my life, not my will. And when we sincerely do this, Almighty God, Allah says, submit our will, surrender our will to his divine will. He said he will give us a new life. And listen, people, at what he said. He said a life that is good and pure. And he said he will give us a light, L-I-T-H-T, whereby we can walk among other people in the world who are in spiritual and mental darkness, and they can see his light all over us, illuminating us like the sunlight, and that will be a light that will guide them back to him through those of his servants who represent his divine spiritual light on his planet Earth. So you see, we ought to be like lights. And a lady gave this analogy. She said, look up in the heavens at night. And I've often did this as a little boy. And you look up in the heavens when it's a clear, crisp night, I would like to say, and you see a lot of stars. But in the seeing stars in the heavens at night, you see more darkness than you do stars. But yet in all of that darkness up there, you still can see a star shining bright to see, so you can see what you can truly be that Almighty God created you to be. That is a righteous human being. So we that serve an Almighty God a lot, we are like the stars in the heavens in this world of darkness, mental and spiritual darkness of the human being, so that the light of Allah in us can shine, so the people in spiritual and mental darkness can be guided back to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight way, the righteous way of Almighty God Allah. And we were listening, coming here from Washington, D.C. last night at a group called Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I would like to encourage all of you, Muslim, Christian, Jews, get that CD by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the one song on there is called Let Them See the Light. And it says, so long there's been such darkness in the world, it's got to be a better way. And then they go on and say that that better way is serving Almighty God, giving love to the one above, calling on the one from above, huh? And asking them to give you strength when you don't have no strength. Almighty God, Allah said he created the human being in a state of helpless weakness. And he said he created all of us weak in flesh. So that means people that without the guidance of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our life, we are weak in flesh and we are prone to commit sin and evil deeds because of not having the guidance of God in our life, Allah, to protect us from our own evil and the evils of this world. So, though we don't have any people listening, calling in, it's all right. We thank you all, if it ain't but one or two of you listening. And if we can reach just one soul and cause, through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, that soul to become conscious that they're not in, that that soul is not independent, but that all things created is dependent upon the creator of those things. And I would like to say that all the prophets, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Abraham, Adam, Noah, Lot, Solomon, David, all of these messengers and prophets of Almighty God Allah, they came and they all taught the same message that we are teaching today. What is that message? The worship of Almighty God Allah and the serving of Almighty God Allah through good deeds to Allah's creatures, to your brothers and sisters among mankind, and not to associate anything that's created as a pardon and worship with the Creator. And no prophet, no messenger of Almighty God taught the worship of them. None of them taught that. That's a lie that's been told against the prophets and messengers of Almighty God Allah. They all taught La ilaha illallah, that there's no Creator, no God to be worshipped except the one unseen creator of the heavens and the earth. And the name for, proper name for the creator is Allah, because Allah is an Arabic word that means there's nothing equal, there's nothing that's created equal with the creator, that the creator is eternal, that he have no beginning and no ending, but everything he created have a beginning and have an ending. This is the creator we're talking about. And we're also talking about a creator who begets, if not, no son. You do not have an earthly son. You do not have an earthly mother. We're talking about a creator who created earthly mothers and earthly fathers to produce earthly children, earthly families. But he's the creator of all earthly families. So we won't talk too much longer on this beautiful subject during this beautiful of all months. But I do want to say to you all that Almighty God Allah also says that this month of Ramadan is better than 1,000 months, because this is the month that he revealed his final revelations as the light and a guide for mankind to bring us out of spiritual ignorance into spiritual and mental enlightenment of his divine straightway that will bring us out of this division that we have among each other, the self-hatred and the hatred of other people. And as my wife said earlier, even if you don't believe in the unseen, think about this. The things that you see, these things come and go. But the reality of Almighty God, Allah, is eternal. You can't see it. And he put some of his reality in us when he put his divine spirit in us, and we can't see our reality either. When we look at ourselves in the mirror, we don't see our reality. What we see is false. We see a flesh, earthly body. And all the material things in the material world that we see, these things are an illusion. They're just a test. The reality is beyond what you see. But this world tells you to believe in what you see. So what is this world telling you? Huh? It's telling you don't believe in Almighty God Allah when it tells you to believe in only what you see. And they say seeing is believing. What are they saying when they tell you seeing is believing? They're telling you a lie. They're telling you don't believe in what you don't see. They're saying don't believe in Allah. Believe in only yourself. And believe in only the material world and material things. And Almighty God Allah says again, he said the root of all evil is the love of the material things in the material world. So at this time, I would like to bring on my beautiful co-host, my wife, and we will get ready to wrap this up because we did want others to share if they had any comments during this holy month of Ramadan with us. And it's all right if they don't. We just wanted to share with you all some of the grace and mercy of Almighty God through him blessing us with understanding of his way, straight way, righteous way, and blessing us with understanding, some degree of understanding of this holy month so that we will understand it's not like any other month, that this is the month that you can also be blessed if you fast for the sake of Almighty God Allah. He say he will forgive you of all your past sins, and he will bless you to come out of this month like a baby, when he created you as a baby, free of all sins, pure at heart, knowing no evil. So, people, this is a great opportunity for us to be cleansed of all our impurities and sins during this month and to start fresh, anew, after the 30 days of this month and become a new human being, the real human being that Almighty God Allah created us to be, and that is a righteous human being. That's a good human being, a loving human being, a kind human being that loves and wants to care and share the goodness of God, Allah, with all other human beings. So with that said, I will bring on my co-host and let her comment on that, and then we will conclude the talk for today, the first month of our great, blessed month for all human beings, Muslim first, and all human beings in general, the month of Ramadan.
Thank you, Imam Shabazz. And we don't want to be too quick. Allah has blessed us with a guest who wants to share some words with us on this blessed day of Ramadan. The person who's calling from 202-413, would you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Hello. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Muslima. I wanted to ask the host, and thank you for the show today. I wanted to ask you, can you please explain to us how we should fast? It's a three-part question, how we should fast and some of the benefits of fasting, and can Muslims and Christians benefit from this fast, from the same fast? Can the Muslims and Christians benefit? And just explain to us, what does it mean to fast? How do you fast this blessed month of Ramadan if someone wants to fast? Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. And thank you for the question. Well, first of all, I would like to say that the fast of the Muslim is not like the fast of Christian, Jews, and other people. some people fast and they will just fast for, you know, different reasons for to lose weight. Some people fast to lose weight, you know, they'd be overweight. They want to lose weight. They want to become more healthy. Well, Muslims, we don't fast for that purpose. Some people fast because they want to be blessed with certain material things. Some people will, you know, want houses and cars or brand new car, and they'll fast and say to God, oh, Allah, bless me with this. And Almighty God do honor fasting if it's fasting for the right reason. So I want to put that out there first to say that we as Muslims, we fast because we understand, we're blessed to understand in the Holy Quran that Almighty God, Allah, say, first of all, that our worship and serving him is for ourselves as Muslims. But he said that we as Muslims, when we fast, he said fasting is for him, Allah, and he said he's the one that gives blessings and benefit for the fasting. Because he said he created us as human beings to be able to eat. We, it's by our nature, he created us in this animal form, and we have animal appetites such as food. We have to eat to sustain our body. We have to drink to sustain our body, and we have to have sex in order to procreate, to prolong, and extend our life on the planet Earth by our offspring, okay? So we abstain from these things that Almighty God, Allah, gives us naturally to do. These are not things that are unnatural. These are natural things he's given us. So we abstain to show our love for Almighty God, and not only our love for Almighty God, Allah, but our love for other people who are less fortunate than we are. Because what do? During the daylight hours of our fasting, we abstain from eating during the daylight hours, drinking during the daylight hours, so that we can feel the hunger of the millions and billions of people all over the world, and not just all over the world, but right around us, our neighbors who are hungry, have no food, have nothing to drink. And today, there's so much famine or poverty, people who don't have food, don't have drink. So the fast is about more than just fasting. It is about recognition of us being one human family, that when you look at other people, you're looking at yourself. I want to add this in, too, with that answer. There's one scholar that said, and this is godly, he said, we as people should never look down on anyone, another human being, unless we're picking them up. So our fasts are like that. It's about that. It's about us being going through the daylight hours, not eating, letting them hunger pains, and thirsty pains make us feel the those who are less fortunate than we are among mankind, who don't have food, who don't have drink. And the way, and the second part of the question I want to answer is that Christians, Jews, and others, they are also part of the human family, and this month of Ramadan is for them too. And you do have a great number of Christians and Jews and non-Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, who are fasting right along with us Muslims during this holy month of Ramadan for the same reasons, because they have been blessed to understand that in order for the world conditions to get better from the corrupt and destructive ways that people are living, we must learn self-control or self-restraint. And so Almighty God, Allah, says in the Holy Quran, his final revelation for all mankind, he said he established fasting as an institution, a way of life for us, that we may learn self-restraint or self-control. And here Almighty God, Allah, also says that we cannot, I repeat, cannot be true in faith in Allah, our Creator, until we gain total control or mastery over our self. That is our false, carnal desires. Because self, I want to share this story. My wife asked me to share this story. This is part of the answer to, Sister Muslima. And thank you for the beautiful question. A lot of people don't know where the word self derives from. I didn't know it for a long time myself, even as a Muslim. But Almighty God, Allah, he and said he instructs us to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So about 20 years ago, I was married to this lady. I was getting ready to get married to this lady. And a Muslim leader called a sheikh, or Muslim imam, a leader, one of the biggest leaders in the faith, he shared this story with me and my future wife at that time about self, so that we could have a beautiful and happy marriage and know how to treat each other, you know, as husband and wife, because most people don't know how to treat each other as husband and wife today, Muslim, Christian, Jew, whoever they are. But he said that Almighty God, when he created self, he said that he presented self before himself, Allah, the creator, and he asked self, who am I? Listen carefully, people, and he said self responded back to him. This is what self said to Almighty God, his creator. Self said to Almighty God, Allah, you are who you are, and I am who I am. Check out the language now. When we say I am, we use the word I, we're talking about ourselves. Now, self said to Almighty God, Allah, you are who you are, and I am who I am. So Almighty God, he sent self to prison in hell for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years of incarceration, Almighty God, Allah, brought self out of hell. He's so merciful, and gave self another chance to redeem its soul. Huh? And so he presented self again before himself, and he asked self, who am I? This is Allah asking self, who am I again? For after another, this is a 2,000-year person. Now he getting another chance, a second chance out of hell. And self said to Almighty God, Allah, again, you are who you are, and I am who I am. So Almighty God, Allah, confined self and put self back in incarceration in the prison of hell for another 1,000 years. Now, that's 2,000 years now. Self is in hell. Now, Almighty God, being so merciful, he said, this is your last opportunity. I'm going to give you a third chance to redeem your soul. So Almighty God, Allah, asked self for a third time, who am I? And self said again, you are who you are, and I am who I am. So Almighty God, Allah, said, okay, I understand. And so he confined self to hell for 3,000 years, for all eternity. Hold on, because I have to plug up my phone and I want to get cut off. Okay, so what is the point? The point is that our self got a home, and our self home is hell. So people, if you follow yourself, you will be confined to hell for all eternity. And so when you hear people saying, they have disconnected themselves from Almighty God Allah. Excuse me, hold on for a moment.
Give us a moment, please. The imam is getting his phone together here. That seems to be a problem here. And recharging the phone. He will be with you in just 1 minute. He wants to make sure
he stays
on the air.
You, my listening audience. Thank you, my wife. I apologize to you, my listening audience. That's my mistake. I didn't have my phone charger upstairs or downstairs, and so we, you know, didn't want to get cut off and interrupt what we were saying to you. So as we prepare to conclude this beautiful talk on Ramadan, the fast and month of the Muslims and the Christians and the Jews, and anybody else who wants to fast during this holy month, it's for you too. It is a purification for you all too. So, but the only way you can be purified, you have to die to yourself. You have to die to your selfish ways so you can live in the ways of Almighty God Allah. Almighty God Allah is life. And when we call our prayer, We say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then we say God, that means in our, in English, translated in English, God is greater, God is greater. We say Hayya ala salat, Hayya ala salat, Hayya ala salat, Hayya ala salat. And that means translated in English, come to the remembrance of God, Allah, come to life, come. And then Hayya ala salat means when you come to the remembrance of Allah, or your creator, you come to true success. And what is that success? Not material success. It's the success of gaining your soul, your immortal soul, and gaining access to get back home in the hereafter, back in the eternity, the eternal heaven of your creator, where there will be no more dying, there will be no more crying, there will be no more suffering, there will be nothing but the goodness and love and joy and unity and peace forever and forever for all eternity, people. We were put here to prepare for God's eternity, Allah's eternity. So self is our worstest enemy. And the last prophet of Almighty Allah said, our greatest struggle is against ourselves. So Christians, Jews, Muslims, Ramadan is for all of us. And the month of Ramadan is a purification. It's just like running water purifies itself. So long as we work in unity and righteousness, Almighty God purifies us. He keeps our hearts and souls cleansed and free from the desires of the evils of ourselves and the evils of this vain, ungodly, material world. So with that said, I hope, sister, that I answered your question, and not only answered your question, but also gave some light to people about the danger of saying I, the root of I, because when you enter I will cause you to die, to lose your spiritual life. So it shouldn't be I. When we speak about things that we want to do in this world in terms of our worship and service of Almighty God Allah, it should always be we, us. And I said earlier, sister, that Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, the last and universal prophet of Almighty God, Allah said the best food he ever ate was the food that he was eating when his hand was in the food with other people's hand, sharing the food with other people. And that's the whole way of life he lived. And he is the one that Almighty God Allah said is the model or the pattern of conduct for all people if we expect to have hope for the day of judgment, for our souls to be saved, that we must follow the pattern of conduct of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon him. And that is, I read a sign not too long ago, and it said in a store in Washington, D.C., it said, love is sharing and caring. And it had some more to it, but the essence of it, I love, was it said the love of God is sharing and caring. You cannot love Almighty God Allah without sharing and caring. And this month of Ramadan teaches us the greatest understanding of sharing and caring, because we are abstaining from food and drink in the daylight hours that we may think of others who don't have food and drink and share our food and drink with them that we would normally be eating and drinking all throughout the day. Take that and go share with other people. And we are taught during this month to give a charity that would help feed the poor and help the poor not only feed them, but to give money during this month, special amounts of money, and give even extra money to help for the poor and the needy, not just among Muslims, among mankind, among all people. So I hope I covered as much as Almighty God wanted me to cover in answering your question, Sister Muslima.
Yes, you did. I'd like to, if I can, am I allowed to ask one more question, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Wanted to know the kind of forgot the question per se, but the benefits of fasting you went over. If one decides that they want to, if it's overwhelming or for medication reason, or they're not feeling well, can you explain that? If they want to break their fast because of medical reasons?
Yes, ma'am. Very good question, and I thank you. Thank Almighty God Allah for your help this morning, this afternoon. Very good question, because we wouldn't want to leave that out. That's very, very important for the this blessed month of Ramadan and fasting. Yes, people, Almighty God, Allah said he don't intend a hardship for us during this holy month of fasting. So he says those that are in ill health, don't fast. He said you can make up those days later once he bless your health to get better. And he said if you're traveling or on a journey or over a certain distance, I think it's about distance or over maybe about 70 miles, close to 100 miles, he say break your fast. He don't want you to go through that hardship of traveling and put a burden on you. So he say break your fast and make up the days later after Ramadan, make up those days. So that's very important because we have a creator that don't intend hardship for us. He intends nothing but goodness for us and ease. But he wants us to understand that he said he created this life for trial. And he says that with every difficulty comes ease. So he said he desires ease for us, not difficulty. But we can't appreciate the ease unless we go through the difficulty, you see? So, you know, even the mother and having a baby, I know this is an extended added on to the question, but it's very important. He say even the mother having a baby, she carried that baby for 9 months, and that pain that the mother go through, my mother taught me, even as a child, she said a woman is the closest to death when she's having a baby, and the baby too. You see, and that pain that is said by scientists, that the pain that the mother experiences and the child, that if the, now it's said that the pain that the child experiences in being developed in the mother's womb by Allah, the Creator, said if we could remember that pain, it would kill us instantly. So you see how Almighty God, Allah, has clocked in our nature to be able to do a pain that we can't even imagine. And so people are, so many people are so quick to give up on doing good because of the struggle or because of the persecution. But, you know, if you don't go through pain, you can't get gain. Look at the gain that we get when we have the beautiful baby. That mother goes through all that pain, but then when she sees that beautiful baby, when she can see that baby, that mother says, it's all worth it. Look at my beautiful child. So Almighty God is the same way. He wants to make us beautiful. He wants to make us the best. He made us the best of his creation. But we can't be his best when we follow our own self-will. So this month of Ramadan is a month to give us an opportunity to gain control over our self-will, which causes us to forget about our Creator, forget about our own soul, and forget about the souls of our brothers and sisters, and be selfish and work along with the evil Satan to try to destroy human life, which is our spiritual life. So with that said, I hope that sister also answered your question sufficiently. And if you got any more questions, we'll be happy to entertain them. Or if you got any comments, because you've been blessed with great knowledge and wisdom too. I've talked to you now for over 8 years, and I've learned a lot from you also. So if you want to share something with our listening audience, Sister Muslima, you feel free to do so yourself on this blessed month of Ramadan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's so kind of you. Yeah, I would like to say that this particular month is because it does mean revelation. It was the month the Quran was revealed. Such a special month, and I shouldn't use the lame words, but we should capitalize on it because, as the Imam can explain, any good deeds you do in this month are multiplied really big, magnified. And we need to capitalize and get all the benefits that we can and work on yourself, because it really means revelation. It's Allah showing you, the Lord is showing you who you really are in this month. And so we need to recognize that. And Imam, can you talk about how the struggle of self, you know, Satan is locked down in this month, and can you get into that a little bit and just let them know, the listening audience?
Yes, ma'am. Be glad to. And thank you for bringing that to my attention to share with the listening audience. Yes, ma'am. Very good question. You know, yes, ma'am. This month also, my beloved listening audience, is a month that Almighty God, Allah, say, fasting is for him. And he say it is him, Allah, that give blessing for fasting. And he also, I want to mention again and answer that question, say that fasting, he said this month is better than 1,000 months. But he said also that this month, the evil one that most people call the devil or Satan, he said he puts him in prison, meaning that he won't even allow him this month to influence you with his evil and falsehood during this month. He won't even allow him to do that to you this month because you're fasting for him. And he said you got his protection this whole month against any evil, not only from Satan, but from any evil followers of Satan, whether they are evil spirits you can see or evil spirits in the human being's life and human beings walking around here with evil spirits. He said he will protect you from their evil too. So that means you'll have a month where you'll be undisturbed by evil, and you'll have an opportunity to just have peace, to fast for your Lord so that he can bring you out of spiritual darkness, out of the corruptions and evils of this world, back into the spiritual purity, purification, and righteousness that he created you in, his righteousness, so that you can have a smooth access to come back, a smooth path to come back to him through this world of darkness, through this world of sin, through this world Almighty God called a fire of temptation. So, yes, that is very good, Sister Muslima. This month we have the protection, people, Muslim, Christian, Jews, all who are fasting during this month for the pledge of Almighty God Allah. He will protect you from all evil influencing you or disturbing your fast because you're fasting for him. And he said it is him that give reward for fasting, and it is him that will protect you this whole 30 days, this whole month of fasting, from any evil influence and influencing you to disturb your fast for his pleasure. Amen.
Yeah. Yes, and Brother Imam, can you please explain what about all the good that we do in this month and the benefits in Ramadan? How can we carry that discipline and that blessings? What kind of blessings are we going to get after Ramadan for sacrificing? And how can we carry all that we did in Ramadan for ourselves and to improve our lives after Ramadan?
Very good question. Very good question. Excellent question. Well, first I would like to say that we need to go into the month of Ramadan, first of all, with a pure heart. Go into this holy month and really want to please Almighty God, Allah, and really want to work for the betterment of humanity, to work to better this world condition, to make this world a better world so that people will love one another and not hate one another. And if we go into it with this spirit of love for Allah and love for our fellow human beings, then Almighty God will bless us to come out of this month not only with blessings, material blessings, but he will bless us to come out of this month with spiritual blessings, which are greater than the material blessings we'll get from this month. And the spiritual blessings will bring us closer to Almighty God, Allah. And that will enable us to be able to be in a position to be a light, a guiding light, even more for other people who are in spiritual darkness. After the month of Ramadan, we'll work harder to call all mankind to the unity in the worship of Almighty God Allah, in the purification of their own souls, and it will help us to understand the concept, and not only to understand it, but to understand that we must practice it. And that is the concept that Allah say, or the Creator say, you are not a true believer in him until you want for your brother what you want for yourself among mankind. So we have a greater spirit after Ramadan in working for the unity, working for the betterment, and working for the help and of the needy people among mankind. And with that attitude and spirit, we will receive many blessings, blessings that we can't even imagine, not only here in this world, but also in the hereafter, the life hereafter. So I hope I answered that question sufficiently, Sister Muslim.
Yes, very extensively. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. And may the good Lord, Allah, bless you and your family and continue to bless all the right-minded people. people who want to do the right thing.
I mean,
help
them.
Allow us to help others who are trying to do the right thing, and pray for the ones who are not doing the right thing. Thank you.
Yes, pray that they will become conscious that they're missing out on a life when they forget God. Because he said when they forget him, they forget their own soul. So we pray that they will come back to the remembrance of Almighty God, Allah, that they will come back to their own real life, their spiritual life.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. You've answered all my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I thank Allah, our Creator, for blessing me to be able to answer your question, because he have all knowledge. I have none. He's only using me as an empty vessel to relay his love, goodness, and his message of truth to the people so that we can call the world back to justice and righteousness, call the world back to love, and bring to our Almighty God, Allah, say in my conclusion, the believers are those who enjoin the world people to all that is good and forbid the people from all that is haram or bad. And so that's how you know a believer. They're always encouraging and enjoining people the good and sharing the goodness of God with other people and not hoarding it. Almighty God, Allah, say in my conclusion, also, material wealth is not for hoarding up or showing off with it. He said material wealth is wealth is for service and trust for mankind. I hope that you all heard me. I seen a message pop up on the phone, so I would like to let my co-host conclude the program, my wife, at this time. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the love today.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. We do have a few minutes left here, and I just want to conclude by saying that, alhamdulillah, Imam Shahid Shabazz, he said, Allah did not create this world and all that's in it for nothing. He created society as an organized society, not with people going to and for, everybody wondering not which way to go, what to do, or how to live in this world. He's created under laws, and those laws were guides that would guide their everyday life based on eternal principles of righteousness and fair dealings. He also created for cleanliness and sobriety, honesty and helpfulness one to another. Yet he shaped it into concrete forms to suit times and circumstances. That means to suit all times, all circumstances, and the varying needs of every man and woman. So we want to thank Imam Shahid Shabazz for such a beautiful, beautiful talk, and our guest, Sister Muslima, today, for sharing and commenting with her and with us today and asking questions, which are very important, about Ramadan. You cannot ask enough questions about this blessed, beautiful month of Ramadan. And we thank all of you for participating and listening in to our talk show today. And now, until next Sunday, we want to wish peace to you and a blessed Ramadan again to those who are fasting this month of Ramadan. Peace and blessings again to you, and have a great day.
But something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. only grew brighter every day. You're humble and patient, strong and kind. One look in your eyes and one can see a message of love and harmony. Respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks or lies. Yes, you are the star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you along the way. And we only hope and pray that you get brighter every day.
She's sure, yeah, she's sure.